America. It's May Day, May Day, May Day. 8 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome to the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And we are live right here at Itumiang Crescent here in Victoria Island. Welcome to everybody. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend because I did. I enjoyed mine. I didn't want it to end. I wanted it to continue. Well, it is continuing for a couple of you guys, but for some of us... there's dignity in our labor, you know. Well, for those of you who do not know, it's Workers' Day. And what does it mean? It is celebrated worldwide. Yes, May Day, May Day. Some other clans, when you say May Day, May Day, it's red alert. But you know what I mean. Happy Workers' Day to every single person and always be hardworking. Always be a hardworking soul. Look, because there's nothing... as good as being a hardworking soul. Nothing good comes easy in life, so make the best of every effort to achieve your goals. Yes. My name is Mary Anacon. I'm not doing this alone today. Feta is with me, and together we'll make sure that from now till 12 o'clock, it's no dull moment. It's going to be a great day as we collaborate with every other essential staff working today on May Day to celebrate dignity of labor. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. As usual, we start off with our sound off and then we go into music. Because it's Monday, we're going to have a, it's not going to be a full show as usual. You know what happens. Of course, Power Solutions comes at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. But notwithstanding, it promises to be an interesting day. And today, we're going to be looking at a lot of things in our secondary schools. And what used to be then and what it is now. And what has changed? That's what we're going to be talking about. So once again, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And it's Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, this is Sound Off. Now, I did say that we're going to be sounding off on all the amazing workers all across the globe. Now, May Day 2023, or May Day in generality, is also known as International Labor Day or Workers' Day. And everyone across the world celebrates workers because, you see, this day is aimed at observing close attention to the labor in their countries. Other than commemorating, the contributions of workers, May Day is also related to many historic labor movements worldwide. Now, India also celebrates its Workers' Day on May Day. That's the 1st of May, and it's observed as May Day. This is a day normally celebrated by giving off days to laborers and employees, and some organisms may also organize speeches and cultural events like we do in Nigeria. We have the TUC, the NLC, coming together. I mean, I think that that's also happening somewhere. I think it was last night, if I'm not mistaken, or Saturday night, that they had a TUC dinner. It was really beautiful to see, the guys who are leading our movements across the country celebrating each other. And I think one of my favorite things is when they sing Soli, 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 Solidarity Forever. That's it for me. But my thoughts this morning, and we're just sounding off on all the amazing people who work across the world. All the amazing people who, whether you're a cleaner, whether you're the guy who, takes out the trash from the trash cans across the street, whether you're a security guard, whether you're a receptionist, whether you're a maid at home, whether you're a nanny, whether you're a nurse, a doctor, an engineer, whatever you are, whatever you put your time and energy into, legitimately, legally, you're a worker and we're celebrating you today. So, I mean, whether you're a teacher, a pilot, an air hostess, you're a shop attendant, you know, you're a driver, we appreciate you. And most importantly, we appreciate the essential staff. That's us. That's the fire guys. That's the police. That's the army. That's the doctors, the nurses, the guys who cannot go on a holiday because they have to be on essential duties. We appreciate you. Today, we also celebrate you because we know that you can't sit at home like the average person, the average admin staff. They're all at home. But you're here at work. The engineers, I want to appreciate the guys here in Nigeria Info and all those who work in media houses. The guys who have to be there to make sure that our transmitters are up and doing. The engineers that make sure that our phone lines are working. The tech guys who are making sure that our computers are up to date. I mean, literally every single person, the digital guys, Babatunde and his crew, amazing work you guys are doing. And we want to say shout out to you guys. People don't see all the work that comes together to make broadcasting what it is. The guys who are behind the scenes, the cameramen, you know, the sound guys, the light guys. Nobody really knows what goes into making a TV show or a radio show what it is. But we want to appreciate all the backroom staff. You guys are the reason why we celebrate May Day. You guys are the MVP. Without you, there is no show. Forget about the guys that are, you know, behind the mic. We do a great job too. But those guys that we don't get to appreciate every day, the producers, the editors, you know, all of those backroom staff, we're saying shout out to you. And this goes to every other backroom staff, all the guys who do the heavy lifting to make the directors look good, to make the managers look good. The reporters, somebody came here to remind me. The reporters, yeah, every single person. You guys are amazing. We love you guys. You guys do a great work. Somebody actually came here to show me. So you remembered everybody, no reporter. No, the news. You guys are the engine room of Nigeria Info and every other media house. I mean, the newsroom guys. You guys are amazing. I mean, appreciation goes out to every single person who does heavy lifting. Everybody in every company, we appreciate you. We love you. You don't get the kind of accolade that you should get every other day, but this is your day. Celebrate it. But it's not enough to celebrate you. We need to make sure that we have people who are like you, groom people to understand that there is dignity in labor. It's not enough to say we want this and that. We also need to leave a legacy so that people see that it's important to put in something to get out something. If not, we're all just going to leave and then crazy bunch of people are going to take over from us. And that's not what we want. So as we celebrate Workers' Day today, remember, we all have a job to do and we're going to keep doing it. Yes, that sound off. All right, it's What's Up Lagos on a special May Day, May Day. No man is down, it's just May Day. It's celebration day.
Celebration kind of May Day.
It's not bad May Day, it's a good May Day. So this is Workers' Day special on What's Up Lagos. My name is Mariana Kohn, she is...
Feta.
Mm-hmm. Wearing the dress that she has refused to give me.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you for this dress in your dreams. In your dreams.
You know how many things I'll ask you for this one?
It's okay.
Take this one and give me 10 other dresses.
Oh, that's fine. That's not a problem. Not a problem. Anyway, guys, it's time for our musings this morning. And we want to talk about stuff that we did in secondary school as opposed to now. What used to be a big flex in school? You know, my days, I can't even remember. I had a Discman. Sorry, no, yeah. A Walkman. No, okay. Discman came out when I was in uni.
Okay.
I had a Walkman. And that Walkman.
What's the Walkman?
The cassette player that came with headphones.
Not the disc player. Oh.
The disc player came out when I was in uni.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't look at me like I'm old. If I cut you. So in my days, I think my uncle that I live with got me that disc Walkman, if I'm not mistaken. And I was in secondary school. It was a flex. Like, oh my God, you have a Walkman. It was like a big flex. Like everybody wanted to listen. Let me listen. What song are you listening? And you know, then you could use a pen, a ball pen, to rewind and fast forward your cassettes. Wow, you really are young. Why are you doing wow?
No.
Wow what?
So I know the cassettes, but I don't know the one that actually comes with, you know, you like a Walkman. The one you can carry around.
It was an upgrade from your normal cassette player in your house. It was now a tiny one that you can walk around with, and it came with headphones. And those headphones were so, I mean, compared to the headphones we have now,
they're heavy.
They were very light, like paper.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember very well.
I know the Discman, but I don't know that.
Yeah,
one.
I think I had a Discman when I was in uni, so that wasn't like, it wasn't like a big deal. It was a big deal, but you get me. In secondary school, that's like the biggest flex you had. Because we didn't have cellular phones at the time. It had not come out. And even if it did, it was not in our part of the world at the time. So our flex was,
if you had that.
Marianne has a Walkman. And it was actually spelled Walkman, as in
Walkman.
Yes. Mm. That's the biggest thing I could, you know, take to school. And sometimes you'd even get in trouble if, you know,
if
something happened.
Yeah,
you know, because they felt, the teacher would feel like that's supposedly a distraction of sorts.
Not just to you, but to all the students. Well, in my time, it was a phone.
Mm.
The days of Sajem phone. Samsung, those flip phones.
Mm.
If you bring that to school, you have to hide it though. And then everybody will come and die, come to your, you know, your desk and be like, let me see. And then the screen will have like a blue screen.
Mm.
And be like, oh my God, so you have a phone. So that, like, that was the biggest flex. If you had a phone in school, you're actually rich. If you have a number, you have a phone number. You're a big boy, you're a big girl. So yeah, that was mine. But it looks like today, it's a different ballgame.
It's different. And that's the subject of our conversation this morning. A secondary student in Lagos drove a Lexus to school.
We don't have time on the clock for that story.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. When we come back, I'm going to give you some background to that, and then we'll talk about some of the value systems that somewhat may have eroded. I'll take you to Lagos, to Lagos. All right, so it's a holiday for us today, even though we're working. In our minds, we're on a holiday. We're imagining ourselves, you know, on a beach, you know, just lying in our bikinis and sipping on some mojito.
I'm trying to imagine. That's your imagination. I'm thinking of mine.
Okay, what, are you jet skiing or something?
I'm actually just sleeping.
I know. Look. I know that feeling. Like, you want to have a nap in the morning.
I want to nap in the morning, afternoon, in fact, night.
How much do you love your sleep?
What? No, the funny thing is, I don't get that much sleep.
Oh, okay, then you don't love sleep. My dear?
No. Like, when I mean, like,
anywhere the sleep reach me, I'm sleeping.
That's a gift.
That's me.
That's a gift.
You know,
I don't have that, but I always like to.
I know someone who used
down.
To tell me all the time, I've never seen a woman who loves her sleep. Oh, bruh. Anywhere the sleep reach me?
Please, brah.
Brah.
No, really, like, I don't get to that much sleep because of some things. But
when people say they
like
struggle to sleep, I laugh. No. Because no matter how... Yeah, I've had my days of insomnia, and that was when I was going to school and working at the same time, and I had two jobs, and then I was going to school. So I feel like at the time I was pressured to deliver at work, deliver in school.
Cool,
so it was
okay.
Yeah, but it didn't last for too long. But before I graduated, I was over it. You know, I meant
no, so even if I'm not sleeping, I just want to lay down and just,
my dear, if I just
daydream.
See bed like the, if I just see bed is sleep,
read something, Netflix,
no. If I see a bed or I see anything that looks like a bed, a couch, it's comfortable.
I'm beginning to think
I'm
that
snoozing.
I'm more introverted than I think, because really, if you ask me to come out, I probably just give you some excuses as well.
Okay. Well, I would
have to come to work. Okay, let's go.
I would attribute mine to maybe a little bit of age and hard work, because we work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. For me, you know.
But you still like to go out. Because you're always looking forward to that outing.
I can't remember the last time I went on.
But you and Olamide, you're always fixing dates. Let's go to that place.
No. Yeah, well, we say that we will go, but we never go. That's the thing. We never get around to going.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, the only time I go out, you will always catch me trying out a new restaurant. That's that one, I don't miss it, because it's chopping.
Okay.
It's food.
Even though you don't
after
like
eating,
you
I'm
should,
going
you should,
to sleep.
You should do something around visiting bookers, since you like...
No, so I'm not
that's
really
very
a
experimental,
person.
You know?
No, I'm not really a booker person.
If you do like high-end restaurants, you should also do like just kind of balance.
Yeah,
we were talking about it on Friday night.
I carry a lot of Imodium around, but I don't want to be feeling that way, that I have to take my Imodium all the time. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'd rather not.
You know, we're talking about it in terms of content and everything.
No, girl,
like, it could
I'm
be
not...
Niche.
I'm not an influencer. That's what you need to know.
Anyway, sometimes you don't call yourself, you are called
it's not for me. It's not for me. But guys, welcome again to the show. We're still talking about what your flex was when you were in secondary school. We're going somewhere. Like I said, mine was a Walkman. Hers was phone.
Ha.
But in today's world, children are taking cars to school. Now, there's a video that's been trending online over the weekend of this secondary school student, and I'm sure it would be maybe SS1, you know, GSS, drove a Lexus to school, and it caused some sort of chaos because everybody in school is jumping for joy. My God, hey, flex. But is it appropriate to let your teenager take, and because I'm not sure you're 18, if you're 18, you shouldn't still be in secondary school, should you?
Yeah,
exactly.
16, 17.
So you're not even up to a driving age. You're not supposed to own a license. That's number one. And this child drives a Lexus to school. And of course, the school students go mad. They're all crazy because, oh my God, he came. Lexus, eh. And then they're all passing around the car. He's playing loud music. How does a principal talk that child down? First things first. Because if the parents think it's appropriate for him to drive a car to school, then that's the biggest problem, number one. Number two, how do you talk down that child from taking that car home? And then number three, what message is he passing to the other kids? Now, many people have begun to question, you know, the child's background. Is he from a rich home? Are his parents well-to-do?
And then again,
where did he get the money to buy this vehicle? Because he's saying it's his car. And again,
from his parents?
There's so many angles. There are people who have also said, you know, that now Yao is in secondary school. And this could be one of those.
But that video that
questions.
I saw, Marianne, it doesn't even look like it's a private school.
It's a public school.
Aha! Damn.
It's a public school. So first, you have to deal with the school and the authority. Secondly, the
Status.
Questions need to be, you know, the parents need to be questioned. Number three, what does that child do if he says it's his car, it's not his parents who bought it? What does he do for a living? Because, for example, I went to school with a Walkman. I could tell you who gave it to me. But the person who's taking a car to school, I mean, I didn't get a car till. Anyway, join the conversation, guys. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. I want you to think, because when you're calling me, you're going to tell me what your biggest flex was in secondary school. And if you didn't have a flex, that's fine. That's fine. You didn't have a new gold shiny thing to bring to school and, you know, make everybody just, you know, fawn over you. That's fine. Because you were being a kid and you were growing up. In secondary school, and I'm not talking about uni now, I'm saying secondary school. So yeah, if you didn't have, you didn't have. But back in the day, what was the flex? And is it a flex right now in secondary school for kids to bring cars to school?
The times have changed.
Because my first question will be, who are their parents? But maybe we should take a call. 0700-993-993-993 before we go on a break. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you quickly. 60 seconds. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Nico?
What's up?
Chance
to life. I get out door, so I don't go to my three when they bridge my network. I don't call the last week.
Yeah.
30 seconds. Can I see for Nigerian workers? 30 seconds.
No.
No.
30 seconds.
No.
Okay. During my own time, it was Tito slippers, 2 inches heel, and the 3-day radio. Why did they play old school music that time?
And then you take me to school.
Eroded is number one.
Were you taking it to school?
No eager, no hungry to go to school. That time we were going to compete, a person wearing uniform was iron well, was clean well. We will be rushing before 7:45 to Miss Assembly. Hello?
Yes.
That time, but then they call me principal when I enter SS1 because I mean they tell my grandfather palm wine, 10 trees for Arochukwu Market that time. So I had 3 2 bottles. Can't go by round. So they call me principal.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
This is Ambuque from Savoyaba. We are not in the mood of Workers' Day. Today is Monday, Workers' Day. There are so many things to discuss on workers. People are neglecting workers.
This is what's up, Lagos. This is not what. This is no. I'm sorry. Ndugu. Hey. Hold on. Okay, please don't be rude. Okay, this is not Morning Crossfire. Neither is this hard facts.
Of course, you know, you even had to give us the passcode. So
exactly.
You know what the show is about.
So we're not here
what
to
is the issue, though?
Have that conversation. All right, so Ndukwe, you don't tell us what to discuss on our shows. Or maybe you can start your own show. How about that? Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Hey! Hey!
Now, is the of the
only one and the only.
Now, take a lady. You see, when we talk, say, out of the Riani Bienu now, we know what we are talking about. Me waiting for my kingdom here. When I they go my own school, before I go chop, now when I come back for school, now I go chop breakfast.
Wow. How do you survive all through the school day without food?
That's how I survive, because mango, this is the season of mango. I can be on top of mango after break.
After break.
Well, during break, during break. Now, on top of mango, I go eat my breakfast. Then at that time, I will go young. Where will give me that money in the first place? At my own time, the school na free, but to go on a fight, then they take for sure me go to school.
You didn't like to go to school.
What did they be say? As the ground is spoil, as with the spoil and they go like that, let it continue to go like that. When we reach a bus stop, when we know if we handle them again, then our eyes will now open, then we know that we don't make a mistake because our forefather, they last longer, And myself now, I'm maintaining it because if you see me now, I look like a young boy with a job born yesterday. Are you hearing me?
Yes, so we did hear you.
So the day you go see me in person, you go say, "Ah, now here's a BG's."
Very hot. I'm very hot, handsome.
I'm about 50 years now. Let's not rush. Make no day faster than our leg.
Sure, thank you. It's a very, 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 very important thing to say because that's you see, it looks like. I mean, I think it's normal because even you and I, when we were growing up, we wanted to be adults very early.
Very quickly.
We just wanted to. But then when you get to adulting, you now know that...
We don't know about it.
It's not what you thought it was. But on a serious note, when you were growing up, the flex for like some people was shoes, the keto sandal, all kinds
keto,
of things.
Yes, so...
But now, children are taking cars to school and I'm wondering... Is that appropriate? Is that right? And if you run a school or you're a teacher, do you think that this is okay? Because, of course, we're talking about flex. And those of us that say flex, we still hid it. I would not let my teacher see my Walkman. It would never.
In my own time when I said phone was the biggest flex, you don't even let a teacher see you with it.
Exactly.
You hide it under your, to get your friends to come and see it, check it out. So, I don't know, Marianne.
Let's read some messages before we go on a break.
Anyway, Ayola from Kitu says, my own flex was a Walkman also. The body count I had with it. I would leave that to your guess. It was fun now. Now that I'm thinking about it, those were the good old days. Feta, how old are you? Can't believe you haven't heard about... I have heard. I have not seen, is what I said. Thank you.
It's the same thing.
You can hear about something and not see it now. Good morning, guys. In 1983, Felix Liberty drove car to school at Gudab Grammar School, Sri Leri. So what happened after that? Good morning, Nigeria Info. Raylox. I want to miss Yvonne's show. You'd have to get to Yvonne on her show. Marianne, I would love to be in your imagination to see you. Okay. I think that's all we have.
Very funny.
I didn't want to read that message.
It's good that you didn't. Anyway, we're going to go on a quick break, Lagos. But when we come back, we're still talking about this. What was your flex? What was that flex that you had in secondary school? And we're looking at this situation. I hope that we can get that video for you to watch it on our Facebook and our Instagram handle at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, at Nigeria Info on Instagram. So this group of young boys and girls were so excited, dancing around this Lexus that this student brought to school. And I'm sure that child is not more than 16. And there's so many questions that have arisen as a result of this. The first thing that people said was, oh, this has to be a Yahoo boy. But then, of course, there are kids that their parents can allow them to drive. But then should your parent allow you, who's not up to the driving age, drive a car to school?
I know things are very questionable in that scenario. So, yeah.
Too many things. But you have to see these videos so that you can understand where I'm coming from or what I'm talking about. But in the meantime, what was your biggest flex? And when I say flex, God, maybe I should use a different word.
I think flex is just okay.
What was your biggest flex in school? You know, the thing that you could show off when you went to school. Was it your... You know, some of us, some people would say they traveled to London and they bought the latest shoe, the new, latest bata. We'll be right back after this. Yes, we are in VI already. It's me and Crescent, precisely. It's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacol and she is Feta.
Yes.
Dynamo, cross-fertilization.
No, I thought we already...
We're cross-fertilizing you. You have been cross-fertilized.
I thought we were past that. Everybody now, please. Yeah, well,
we're still cross-fertilizing you. You have to come of age.
I would never win this fight, so...
Yes, Lagos. Anyway, we have 9 minutes on the clock. Go to our Instagram and our Twitter handle at Nigeria Info FM. We posted up that video so you can take a look at it. It's obviously a public school where that young man brought a Lexus Salon car to school. So we're asking this morning, what's your biggest flex? What was your biggest flex when you were back in the day when you went to secondary school, depending on when you went to secondary school? I was in secondary school back in the... 90s, yes, I was in secondary school. I left secondary school in 1998.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm thinking to myself, my biggest flex was, my buddy bag.
Walkman.
And my...
Your buddy bag?
Yes, there was a buddy bag. So there's something called buddy bag. So it's a cross buddy bag.
Oh, yeah. That was very, very
then
common.
It was in. And the ones that had the single strap, it was really cute and in.
Yes, it was very... True. That was also a flex. Because we moved from having like this backpack to sling bag.
And I had this very cute one again, my uncle. He used to send me like...
Shout out to this, your uncle. I don't know his name, but shout out
to
him.
He used to feed all my tomboy fantasies. He used to feed it. You know, big t-shirts, you know, buddy bags, you know, baseball hats. Just, you know, when you grow up around boys, you always inherit all those, you know, boyish things.
Sure, sure.
But yes, for me, my favorite was the Walkman. And in uni, I got a Discman. I inherited a Discman from him too. So, I mean, we had the same, we loved music. So we, you know, we kind of used to go back and forth with each other on those stuff. But bringing a car to school, somebody made a case, Felix Liberty. He was a celebrity. And you know, in this country, we make passes. In every part of the world, celebrities always have a pass.
Sure.
Until they do something with the car, then police go come catch them. But in the meantime... There are many questions that have been raised. Look at that video and come tell me what you think about it. Should children be taking cars to school? Because somebody tweeted, maybe it was on a nice handle, but the person said, if a student can bring this kind of car to school, what's in principal go do? Because can you really talk to that child? Can you tell them that you're not allowed to do this? And can you control them? Again, for the parents of those boys or the boy that brought the car, that child is not up to the age of, you know, holding a driver's license. Why let him drive that car to school? I mean, if the car came to drop him off at school and he said, oh, my daddy bought me that car, then that's different. But even the rich folks, if you can afford a car for your child, would you be giving them one to drive to secondary school? That's the question we're asking. Join the conversation.
Well, then let's go to WhatsApp. This person says, what's up, Lagos? I'm Prosper from Ikorodu. Mine was a phone and disc man. He says, my own flex during my secondary school days was wearing best white materials as school uniform instead of khaki materials worn by other students. On how I got them, they were all from my mother, whose business was selling different kinds of clothing materials. And that's from Femi. So the thing is, for me, Marianne, I also think that judging by the standard, because I mean, we are Nigerians. If a child attends public school, it actually tells on the status of the parents, right? So,
I went to public school. I knew a lot of commissioners' kids that went to, you know.
Well, isn't it rare?
and to some well-to-do kids.
Back in my time,
I don't know. Now,
the well-to-do kids in my public school then were just there for like a very short period.
Oh, no, after I graduated with a lot of them.
You know, I may be wrong, but I'm just saying, like, I think from my own part, that it tells on the status of the parent. And what if this child actually sneaked out that car? I cannot believe, I don't want to believe that that car actually belonged to the boy. It was just a thing, just to flex, just to make the crowd in school go, wow. But
that's what I'm saying. What kind of parenting is that? That you let a child carry a whole car?
Maybe the parents are not around.
So who opened the gate?
Because he can open the gate.
Really?
He just wants to try his driving skills and see.
Interesting.
You don't know what these children can do.
0700 993 993 993, that's the number for you to call. 0700 993 993 993. If you're a lady, call 01465 7190. Would you let your kid take a car to school? Yes, you bought the car and say when you graduate that's your car. Would you let the child go to school with the car? And how many parents really know what their children are doing when they're not with them? And if you own a school or you run a school, a teacher, a school principal, a head teacher, how would you deal with this? Because this looks like a public school. How do you deal with this situation? Let's talk Lagos. 0700 993 993 993. That's the number for you to call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, alive.
So mighty golden bear sitting on Ifo Radio. One feta, one. I know you are laughing.
Nice.
Hey.
Yeah. What is it that as a teacher, we have the method of dealing with such people. Although I went to public primary school and public teacher training college, but the method to deal with such people, you energize the other students to underrate them by not associating with them. So by the time they see that they are kept off the track, no one associates with them, they will be ashamed of themselves. They will not repeat what they are doing. Sometimes they are publicly disgraced by calling them out in assembly hall to tell them that they are misusing their opportunity and that they may end up like Aneni and Osumbo. I think you hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time you give them a hard technical knock with utterances, they will be ashamed of themselves. You don't need to beat them.
Okay.
You don't need to look whether they bring millions to the school. It's invalid. Just let the other students know that it's not their own. And they might end up as Aneni and Osumbo.
Okay. All right.
that's a way of not reinforcing that.
Yeah.
I get it. But, I mean, does it actually work? Because we know what appeals to youngins.
Yes. Femi the Pundit posted a very funny tweet on our Twitter handle. He says, Pikin don't first auntie buy Lexus then, and then say education is key. Let me just kukuma be going. Femi just be going. Face
who's
front.
Whose sub is that?
I don't know. Just face front. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Oh, quiet.
Call us back. 0700-993-993-993. We have that video right now on our Twitter. I think we have it on our Facebook and we have it on, I think, our Instagram. Tell me what you think about that video. These are kids. These are secondary school kids and they don't look like they're a private school. It's a public school and they're all jumping around and, you know, excited that their classmate bought a Lexus Salon car to school.
I nearly said colleague.
Let's talk about it when we come back from the break. Up next is the news at the top of the hour, and we will be back to talk more. Stay with us. Let's go to VI. We're here.
Very much present.
It's What's Up Lagos, guys, and we're still talking about parenting and the role it plays in how children behave in schools. I mean, we've had our fair share of parents going to beat teachers in school because they touch their children. I mean, it's...
I mean, Jackie Chan.
A potpourri of issues, if you ask me. But most importantly, we're looking at that trending video of the boy who took an SUV, a Lexus SUV, not SUV, I beg your pardon, Salon car, to school. Obviously, a public school. Obviously, a day student. And you could see that he's not up to 18.
He looks like he's not. I don't even think he is.
He's a child. You could tell.
Even if he's 18. you're still in secondary school. You have to abide by the rules. So the thing is, as much as you mentioned something about the fact that nowadays we have young people who go to school and have iPhones. Mm-hmm. And Marianne, you also know, I don't think there's any school, I stand to be corrected, that allows students to actually bring their phones to school and use it the way they like. If you're caught, I mean, I watch a lot of high school movies, American high school movies. Even they that are allowed to bring their phones to school, if you're caught with it, it's going to be seized.
And you go into detention.
Detention. Yes. So, I mean, I don't think there's any school that allows students to freely bring their phones to school and use it the way they like, because it's a form of distraction as well. So regardless of that, regardless of the freedom that it looks like these children have in secondary schools these days, it's also very, very much limited. So bringing a car to school, how did you get the car? There's somebody on WhatsApp here that says she thinks the child who took a car to school could be an auto mechanic apprentice.
Still wrong.
Still very wrong.
Because that's stealing.
Right.
Does the owner of the vehicle know that you're taking their vehicle to school? And what happens if you take it for a spin and take some of your buddies for a spin and you don't have a driver's license, you're a mechanic's apprentice, and then you, God forbid, something happens, who's going to pay?
What about the inevitable? Like, okay, let me not use that word.
No, I'm just saying, you dent the car, you hurt somebody.
That.
Who's going to pay? And what if that car doesn't have an insurance cover? I mean, there's just some things that shouldn't happen. And again, to parents, yes, it's workers' day, so everybody's at home. You're listening to me. except you're an essential staff, you know, like me. But very important, do we really keep an eye on these kids? Because, you know, today's kids are not our day's kids. So you can't be raising your child with 1999, skills, parenting skills. The children are changing. They're doing things totally differently. So how do you deal with that? And now people are saying that, that your boys are also in secondary school. Who are their parents? Who are their parents? Well, we got some messages. Let's just read some of them.
Okay, aside that one. Okay, I already read that. This one says, what's up, Lagos, ma'am? Marianne, hello. The last caller, please tell her, say children now get strong mind. Them no send you. I have one 17-year-old in that is hell-bent on doing. We tried every possible means, even sent him to coding school just to change his mindset. It's like we gave him another opportunity to continue. And this is from Ijoma. For a secondary school boy to drive a car to school is condemnable. But if I were this secondary school boy's principal, I would want to consider the following factors. How old is this boy? What is his academic record? He might just need to be counseled and discourage him from doing same. That's Femi, what Femi says.
Femi, as much as I want to agree with you, totally I won't. Because I feel that in the 21st century, parents have abandoned parenting for teachers. Because they say, the excuse is that my children spend more time in school. But excuse me, they come from your home. You can't be saying that, the teacher has to do the job of teaching. And of course, a few life valuable lessons, but not taking the job of a parent. This is what parents are doing today, handing everything to take the child. No, that's not what it should be.
But you see, the one that Ijoma just mentioned now is a child that everybody has tried everything. So I will always say that I'm a big fan of parents. And parents will do as much as they can. I don't think there's any parent on the face of this earth that wants their children to turn out bad. So in the house, when nobody's there, they're actually trying to put you in the right. You always make your choices in the end, right?
Ijoma's case is a very, very difficult and different, unique case.
Mm.
Every now and again, you have a child that's bent on doing what they want to do, no matter what you do, no matter how much help you try to get for them.
Mm-hmm.
But in Femi's case, it's not the principal that should be trying to check the child's value.
And then again,
system.
The age. But the child is still in secondary school.
You're in secondary school. I mean, maybe there are people who are 18 now that are in secondary school. I don't know. But I'm just saying, no matter how old you are, is it appropriate to bring a car to school, no matter what?
Don't they have, like, rules and regulations?
Big question. But the phone lines are open. Let's go back to it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Abraham.
Hi, Abraham. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that we have a society that has decayed beyond UPA, I'm sorry to say. Because, I mean, I've seen secondary school, I mean, it's not SS, I'm talking about GS3 students, women, girls, boys, taking iPhones to school. I mean, in our own time, the only thing you have is a radio. I don't know if you know these long radios. And even at that, you can't bring somebody's own that is not your own.
Not even somebody's exercise book. You're in trouble.
When something is not wrong with you, you will explain when you saw it once.
Do you understand?
But now, I mean, students are having are in possession of expensive things, and their parents is not even...
Even their parents cannot afford it.
They don't even want to find out where they get it from until...
Oh, Abraham, are you still there?
People coming to the house to say, oh, your child stole this or your child stole that. People, they're like, oh, they're doing damage control. And for me, that boy, he bought that car himself. And if there's anybody to look into it, it's a Yahoo boy.
I don't think...
Abraham is making a case that some people have already made when they saw that video. And that's, as much as we don't want to, you know, make that child look bad, even though what he did is bad. We can't also decide here and now that this is what the child does. But have we seen young children who are supposed to be in school that are lodging in hotels and carrying around computers?
Yes. Very much so.
So we cannot put that far away because it could also be one of them. But I'm asking, who are the parents of these kids? Even the ones that are in secondary school that they say are Yahoo boys. Who are their parents?
Ah, Marianne, some of these people actually have very good, responsible parents. That's where it will shock you. Their parents have high moral standards.
Have a great parent because, that's responsible.
I mean,
I'm irresponsible. I'm just making sense.
Yeah, you know what they
make
say about, see, like if fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the case is not like that. That's why you see sometimes, you see all these pastors, their children, there's nothing to write to them about when it comes to values. Some of them, I'm not saying all, some of them. And then we are like, how did this even happen? Marianne, stop that. But it happens, really. And I feel like, I think I want to agree with the person who sent this message on Twitter saying, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable. It is not proper for a child in secondary school to drive himself to school, irrespective of who the parents are. On the other hand, it could be that the parents are not aware of such act, and it's a no-no for me. I think yes. That resonates with you. Like, I feel like, it's every tendency that the parents are out. And that boy has already determined in his heart that, on Monday, I want to drive this car to school when my daddy and mommy are not around. I'm going to drive it. And before they come back, I would have brought the car back, and so they wouldn't know. And if anybody comes
Well, now
say,
they know because you're trending.
Well.
Honey.
So, because his plan was to maybe take the car to school, and when the parents come back, and even if the street people say, or the compound people, anybody says, your child drove, he would be like, no, he would deny it. Like, I didn't do it. And him. So, yeah.
I'm weak. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
This is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Hi, Adeshewa. How you doing?
Been a while.
Yes.
As that, I don't want to contribute before, but what did your mom?
It's pinching your balding.
Said. See, I'm a teacher, and we've seen the length and breadth of how parents are taking a seat back now. In fact, it's the children that are doing more of the talking, more of thinking for their parents.
What?
Yes. They are the ones doing more of the talking and the thinking for their parents now. They'll tell you this is what they want. This. And let me not use a foul language. And I don't know. They fall into those traps. And one thing those children don't really understand is that they are not that smart, but they believe they are very smart. They believe they are too smart. How will you on earth bring a car to school? Yes, he has been taught how to drive at a tender age, maybe at the age of, let's say, 14, 15, when he's still a minor. He was taught that... You can't just say, okay, today I want to just take my daddy's car because they are not around. He has been taught how to drive a car. One. Then two. There was a time I was at my school gate and I saw one of my students, SS1 student too, driving. The mom was reciting, the siblings are at the back. And when he got to the front gate, I was like, madam, you are the one that gave this car to this boy. What if he wants to go to a partner and he takes this car? Will you be aware? She was just laughing. There are some that with sophisticated phones. I'm always disagreeing with all this taking phones to school. Mm. You will see iPhones, and it's their parents that bought it for them.
Well, yes. All in the way to make them comfortable, I guess.
Them. Okay, look at a boy in my school now. He won as a super. He's bleaching. And we call the parents to order. This boy is bleaching. He buys his cream by himself. What kind of work does that boy do to get that cream?
Hmm. Eh?
So, because if I look at...
Oh, Adeshawa, I'm so sorry. We lost that call. Wow. Okay.
There are more issues. I thought it was just car and phones.
I mean, like, nothing way Musa Ndogo see for Gato. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Anybody home?
I don't have anybody there.
Oh, there's nobody. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Yeah, cheers to life. This topic, you can't emphasize it enough because it's for me, it's just the society that we have today. It's very simple. There's something that are not acceptable in the society. Even when people see young people doing them, nobody's bothered.
Mm.
I mean, when we were growing up, there's some things you could not even try.
You dare not.
Yeah, you can't. It's not whether you could. It's there or it's not there. You cannot try it. Taking a car to school, you are done. You know that something is going to go wrong somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't be surprised if that student has enough money to even bribe the teachers for his results at school and things like that. I'm telling you, it has gotten to that level. It's the society that we are building today.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this boy that took the car from the house, no matter how busy the parents are, there is no way that your child will be taking the car to school and at some point you'll not be aware of it. It's only if you're not living in Nigeria, not living in the same house as that child. Somebody will tell you. The gate man will tell you, or a neighbor will tell you, somebody around will tell you that, look, this is what's going on.
Mm.
So I won't be surprised if the parents are aware until they're leaving that it was just a car.
Wow.
They have about four or five cars in the house. So what's the problem? Let them drive the car.
Wow.
You don't know what they're imbibing on this child, because this child is going to grow up and think, okay, life
goes.
Is a bed of roses.
Yeah, anything goes.
When I get to this stage, I'm going to have this thing. And it's just going to end up, you know,
exactly.
It's sad. It's very, very sad. But it's not something that is new. These things happen all the time.
We
are just seeing this right now because somebody put it and it's trending.
Yeah.
But it's happening. It's happening everywhere. You see what children, you see the money some children take to school, you'll be alarmed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate your thoughts. We're just going to try to keep it short.
She mentioned something about teaching a child how to drive. Do you know, I have met people who say they were not taught how to drive. They just know how to drive. And I think it's because, especially of children, I mean, this generation, they play a lot of online games. They have this knowledge of how things should work, even if they haven't touched it before. And so if you put them in the car, they know what to do. I'm not even lying.
Okay.
my uncle's son, he didn't learn how to drive. They didn't teach him. He just started driving.
How many times did he hit the car, though?
He hasn't done it before.
Yeah, that's what he told you.
Oh, I mean, he's driven his parents to church once or twice.
How did he get a license?
I don't know about that.
Okay, so you're outing your uncle on air that he is his child drive.
No, he's a graduate already.
Yeah, but when he was driving the car, did he get a license?
He's 21. He already started driving last year.
Did he get a license? Because you see,
I don't know the details. I'm just saying that when I asked him how he got to learn how to drive, he said he didn't learn it. He just knew how to.
Here's the thing. You have to go to driving school to learn not just how to drive, but road signs and all those things. And then you get a driver's license.
Well, then that's a thing too. But I'm saying, like, she mentioned that some of them are taught how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
When you are teaching this child how to drive, you've not thought about how or what you're going to do with it. Some of them are actually, the parents didn't teach them. They just realize that their child can drive.
Somebody else must have taught them, I'm guessing.
So, well then, that's another angle.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Somebody ate a wagwan and bread this morning.
It's vegetable speaking. Vegetable, a lot of vegetables.
I will try it tomorrow.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
nobody wants his children to live like the way we live. But the way we are doing it now is very wrong. And see the way the society have turned to. So, where is there? I don't want my kid to, I don't want to touch him the way our parents used to touch us. I don't want him. I don't want this one. Look at everything now. Iyashewa that call, he's saying the facts. The children want to tell you what to do, what to say. If you are not a strong woman or a strong man, they will even control you. Every whim.
Wow.
That's what, yes. A girl that the parents is staying in one room, you know the kind of phone she using? 800,000. So if I were the mother, no, he cannot even try himself. He cannot try. But many things have went wrong, my sister, many things. What gives you a right to bring cars to public school at that age? When we destroy them, finish, we begin to cry over them again. Thank you.
Marianne, somebody on WhatsApp says, hey, what school is that? I'm sure it's in Ugeli or Ekwuma. Those children are in HK. They drop out and just come to distract the good scholars. What is HK?
I have no idea, but that school is not in Ugeli. Unfortunately, it's not in Ugeli. It's here. But it's funny how... Because I'm telling you, if I had something on me, I mean, for the longest time, I can't even... If I had something, if my mother found something that was not mine, she would know immediately. And that's because she was hands-on. I had parents that were working. They were also busy. It's not like my mother was sitting at home and counting every breath that you took. I know that people are going to make excuses and say, oh, parents are very busy. We're all trying to make ends meet. Rent is expensive. Food is expensive. Everything is... Yes, we know. But also, not raising your child could be expensive later in the future. Have you thought about it? So if kids are coming home... I was in Uganda last year and I was having a conversation with my Sierra Leonean classmates, and he said to me that one of the biggest problems they have in Sierra Leone right now is that little girls are carrying iPhones that they cannot afford, not even their families can afford. And that's because they're getting older boyfriends.
That's I'm not going to say where Sierra Leone. I'm not going in Nigeria.
Wait now. Wait. This is their problem. Their boyfriends are Nigerians. But that's not the case. The case is the fact that the parents of these children are not frowning at these things or are not even making these children accountable is what worries me. That is now okay.
It's not okay. Oh my God. Now one person
they will beat, the demon out of me if they saw it. They will beat it out of you.
One time I saw one tweet. The person was like, wait, his iPhone X has 2K. The way I'm seeing people carrying this phone, young people carrying this phone, is it not 2,000 naira? Let me go and buy six. Yes, it actually worries us. But I mean, what excuses can you give for these people?
All right. I think we're going to take a... two more calls and wrap things up here because somebody was trying to call us on Skype. Please call us back again, Abiola. Okay, if you can, please call us back. Somebody's trying to explain what HK is.
HK is for Yahoo boys. It's rampant in Edo and Delta.
It's everywhere. Have you been to Lagos, sir? Come to Lagos.
Hello, good morning. My name is Alimat from Ikorodu. Parents are not performing their duty. They left every moral aspect they're supposed to use on the children at home and giving it to teachers and house helps to do. May God help us. What's up, Lagos? You see, we've lost our priority, thrown our values and culture into the mud. We copy the Westerns, not knowing that we are different in everything. Most parents are just after money and nothing more. The educational systems should be totally overhauled. Bring back African way of bringing up children. Even the Black Americans in the States don't take rubbish from their kids. Audi Akute.
Absolutely. They will whoop your behind. Whoop it.
Wow. Just wow.
I'll take one more call and let's see if we can get that call from Skype. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, if that was you, please call us back. If that was you, if you can make it. What's happening? Okay, Gabriel is back on Skype. Let's take that call. Gabriel, good morning. Where are you calling us from? Gabriel, sorry.
Looks like everybody knew was HKEs apart from me and Marianne.
Exactly. Okay. We're in the dark, literally in the dark. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up?
We don't do that here.
Okay, what's up, nigga?
Yeah, you're still alive.
Yeah, to my own opinion, what I see is that, okay, nowadays, things are, like, really engaged in money as a business nowadays. They don't really, they are only quick introduced to business. And now, for instance, maybe you are a trader on Forex or this kind of thing. The money there is very high, and kids can just buy cars, anything like that. So, and some parents can't really, really control their kids anymore. Or this is different age. Now, some people are complaining that boys are bringing iPhone, bringing all of stuff. But in the old times, not like this. Like, where there's no iPhone, there's nothing like that. You bring all that thing. There's no how this won't happen. This is just the life we are living. Many Nigerians now are copying the white people, bringing their culture to our own country, forgetting to put our own culture behind. And that's what's really affecting our country.
Wait.
So, me, I'm not saying that the guy, I'm not like accusing the guy for what he has. Because normally, if there's much money like that, from the parent or from the guy. You like, come on, let me buy a car. If you have the money, then you can just have a car.
Yeah, but bringing it to school and letting the child drive is not ideal. But we got to go, Lagos. We've got to go. We'll reach some message and then we'll wrap things up. Unfortunately, that's the time that we have this morning because, you know, this is always an abridged version on Monday where we bring you power solutions. Okay. But I want to thank you. We can't take your call again, Gabriel. I'm so sorry. Time is up. But I want to say again to every single worker out there, and I want to appreciate some of our people here. I want to say Happy Workers' Day to Anne, Auntie Anne downstairs, and Auntie B. You guys are amazing. Amazing. You don't get the accolades, but today is your day. Happy Workers' Day. And those of you who are chilling at home,
Happy Workers' Day to you too. It's not
because,
fair.
Yes. Because me
too,
I'm a worker.
One day to rest, so give it to them, I beg.
But you guys, amazing stuff that you're doing. And God bless you. God bless your hustle. Keep doing the right things. And please, let's also abandon our children in a bid to try to find money to take care of them. Let's keep an eye, all right? My name is Marianne Okon. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. Or you could just search for Marianne Duke Okon anywhere else, okay?
And I'm Feta. You can follow me on Instagram, Feta Dynamo, on Twitter, D_Feta.
Bye-bye, Lagos. We love you.